Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Talk Radio, Accent On, Ilona Europa. And today, oh my gosh, it's so hot. I don't know. I have wonderful guests like always in my studio. And I put black clothes on me. I like black colors, but just wrong idea for today. But outside, we cannot complain. Hey, we have angels calling us. It's a live show. Outside, it's just heavenly, beautifully. And I don't know. Do you like hot weather, Mike Gormley?
Is that my phone keeps ringing. I'm sorry.
No, we like that. This is like we planned this way, Mike. This is live radio. Good. We never admit something goes wrong. We want it this way.
Yeah. Okay. No, I don't like hot weather.
I don't either.
I mean, I don't. I it's, you know, 75, 80 degrees maybe. But this is for those not in LA. This is like.
You are from
Canada.
Got to
be 90 and 100.
Well, yeah, you are from Canada. Then yeah. I'm sure you are used to four seasons. I'm from Poland, the same.
Yep.
And obviously, I need to talk to our wonderful guest. Your name is?
Ganna Sorbet.
Oh, my gosh. And you are from Ukraine.
Yes.
Do you like hot weather like that?
No, I love when it's four seasons and the weather changed.
Okay.
But it's beautiful. Today is a wonderful day.
Of course, but we are really feeling the same way. Just two more days. Please, God, give us lower temperature. Wow. Mike Gormley.
Good evening.
Good evening. You are here with me for almost a year. I think we know each other. And you're coming and going, introducing to Accent On wonderful, wonderful guests. And right now you have your own segment that is called Accent On Gormley. And you are really, really very, very well connected. I'm assuming that people who listen to Accent On, they know who you are. But I think we need to just a little bit remind people, maybe we have new listeners, and they will say, Mike Gormley. I'm telling you, people.
Who the hell is that?
yes, you will say, who the whatever you said, hell is that? He is somebody very, very special and loves music, loves writing, loves artists, loves to manage them, but I think you don't like to do this anymore. Then tell us your own words.
I love to help artists. Whatever level in their career, you know, starting out or if they've been doing it for a while or whatever, it's very rewarding to put things together. And each artist calls for a different plan and a different, often a different outcome. We had Sheila Nichols on here a few weeks ago, and she was about to play Hotel Cafe, and she sold it out. And now she's going back to Hotel Cafe. We just found out today in September. And then it looks like she's going to be on a, like for October, November, December, do like kind of a monthly appearance there.
That's wonderful.
And her new record will be out in September, you know, so
beautiful,
you can help putting things
records
like that together is great. Feels
she was
great.
A great guest. But you have your own company.
The company is called LA Personal Development, and it's been named that since, or a version of that since 1983, when I formed the company with a guy named Miles Copeland, who was manager of the Police. And he had IRS records, and his brother had FBI booking agency, and he and I had LAPD management.
I love it. Very creative. And right now you are in LA. I know you. I would call so many clients headache, but seems like you can manage them all.
I used to have headaches from clients, but now it's a different situation. I'm more helping people. I mean, I helped other bands, you know, but and a great success. I mean, it's very, very good. But when you
please
get into
names,
the,
people want
the Bangles, Danny Elfman, helped work with the Police, worked with Rod Stewart and Rush and bands like that. But in terms of sort of a management level, it was a lot of the 80s and 90s bands I worked with, and then I stepped back, and then I came back in around 2000 to help Loewen and Navarro, the great songwriting team, and picked up other clients after that. The 70s, 80s, and 90s were almost a blur in working with those artists at that level. And I like it now. I mean, I'd like my artists to get to that level, but I also want to have fun and want to have a nice life, and not running around the world sounds like a fun thing, and it is, but it's also a lot of work. No complaints, but I enjoy the way things are now, helping artists get to from one level to another.
And we had like maybe 6 or 7 or maybe 8 artists here. Did you know and you're friends with? And I will say they have very similar style of music. Maybe except the one young band from Texas, that they were a little
well,
punk
it range,
rock.
It's quite a range because the band from Texas is real rock. Leah Lane is the lead singer, and she was in here, boy, almost a year ago.
I know.
And she just had a, last week, had a rough week. Her building where she lived burnt down. And she's in the middle of recording, and her apartment building burnt down. So she's okay.
That's hot songs she was recording.
Yeah, I guess that's what it was.
Oh, I hope she's fine. She will be fine. She's fine?
Yeah, she's fine. She's fine.
Okay, that's good.
And they're going on tour, and with a new single coming out, and it's being remixed by David Z, who was the guy in the studio with Prince for all those years and getting his sound right. You know, so it's so. But then you've got over on the other side, you've got Stephen Day, who plays sarod and has a very mystical sound to his music. And but he's mixing the two, more Western sound with the Eastern sound, and so it's all very creative.
And you like singer songwriter style?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
There's a new client named T.J. Doyle, who's a he's getting a lot of airplay around the world on country stations, but in fact, he's more Americana.
Interesting.
Yeah. And
What I love about your style of helping young people, and not only young people, to lead them to their dreams and just listen to their needs and just twist them left and right, that you really are open to an age of artists. You know, some of them, people had beautiful careers and they maybe for a little bit decided to stay low and they are coming back. And some of them are very, very young. And
yeah.
Yeah.
I'm meeting with somebody tomorrow night who's 15 years old. I mean, her father... I know her brother, and so the father called me, and I'm going to see if I can help. Incredible voice, Santa Monica, I think they live in. And tomorrow morning I'm going to meet with a couple from, he's from Brazil and she's from England, and they live in Switzerland, and they have a real world music kind of sound to them. So it varies.
Wow,
you know, as long as I think I can help them.
Yeah, and it seems like that because so much variety of talents, you are not bored with one style of music and the same people over and over. That's congratulations. Wonderful things are going in your life. Then, but today we have another segment on Gormley, Accent on Gormley. And please, can you introduce to us your guest?
I can. Ghana Sorbat. How's that pronunciation, Ghana?
Yeah, it's right.
Thank you, Mike. Ghana's got a voice, as they say, to die for. I don't know if you know that expression, Ghana, but it's a good one.
Thank you.
I met Ghana at an interesting event, a book signing for the great photographer Jeremy Steinfeld. And I was fortunate enough to be able to write something for one of his books, along with several other people. And he had at Book Soup, he had a book signing a couple of months ago, right? Mm-hmm. And I met Ghana there, and I heard about her music, and I checked out her story, and So we got to talk to her.
And, and now she's here with us.
Yeah. Hello, everyone, and good evening. Yeah. Good morning to someone who's listening in the morning.
That's true. How long are you here?
I live in the States for 1.5 years.
Yes, and you're pretty young, new to this place, yes. Is it the first town, Los Angeles?
No, I lived before in Salt Lake City, Utah.
Oh, wow.
And it's that's completely big jump. Different.
she travels, yes. First off, from the Ukraine, lived in Abu Dhabi for 5 years.
I want to know more about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's what I want to know about. And also Paris for a while, or was that just a visit?
Paris, Italy. Yeah. No, I just visited there.
Paris and Italy.
I shoot my video clip in Paris.
Yeah, your video. That's right. That's why I thought you were there for a while, because the video was shot in Paris. And and now Los Angeles, and I don't know where Salt Lake City came from.
Yeah, we want to know that too. Okay, then year and half. Maybe first, people probably want to understand your style of music and little bit background, yes, because her background is very impressive. You're classically trained, you're a very good pianist, but please tell us your education.
Sure. Yes, I grew up in Ukraine, very beautiful country, and my family there admire music and musicians, and they're very passionate about classical music, both of my parents. And then I discovered that I have a talent around...
At age seven, you
discovered. Yeah, at age seven.
How did you discover that?
It just...
You started singing one day, and everybody went, oh, my God.
It was an interesting story, actually. I heard a beautiful melody in the movie, and I cannot stand aside, you know. I feel it from my heart that it touched me so deep. So I opened piano and eventually start to try to play same melody. And since that moment, I start to play everything, whatever I hear from radio, TV, and write my own music. Mm-hmm. And my parents took me to music school. Then after 3 years of experience at music school, my teacher, she advised to my parents to go to put me in another school, like more professional for talents, for talented people.
So these schools are in Ukraine?
Yes, it's
and they're a little different than here in America, because if people say, oh, I study music in the beginning, they mostly go for private lessons, one-on-one. But Eastern European way of schooling is after your real school day, you are going to another school. That was in my situation. Mm-hmm. And I was spending every day 4 or 5 hours till 9 at night, and I was 11 right. and 10, and, you know, oh boy, I studied all my life. And then, like you, moved to the more music academy. I understand probably what you went to.
That's what in our culture, we grew up in Ukraine, in Russia, in Poland, European countries. We love very much arts. Mm-hmm. Painting and writing music, dancing. Yeah. So after this 3 years of normal school and music school, my teacher advised I should go another level. I should go to professional school, specially trained artists, musicians and painters and choreographers and journalists. So I grew up, I studied this beautiful school. And we did a lot of projects together with very talented kids. And we was like competitive, you know?
Do you keep contact with them?
Yeah, sure. Right. Yeah, I love to speak with my friends from school. From later on, we have like a music college. It's different between our system. It's a bit different than States. Mm-hmm. So in this music college, I study music theory mostly and writing music. As a composer. And of course, I was trained in other sides as a classical pianist, as a singer, and so on, you know.
Was it all classical, or were you interested in other types of music that crept into your life?
You know, it's happened like suddenly. Some of my friends and teachers, they gave me a good CD, like old vinyl CD.
Oh, records, I mean.
Yes, records of music. Actually, it was my teacher of composition. His name is Vladimir Maksevich Zolotukhin. And he unfortunately, he passed away. But He's the greatest composer of Ukraine. He's one of famous and very, very well-known.
But what records did he give you that got you interested?
Yeah, he gave me a Dave Brubeck CD record, and also John Scofield, saxophone player.
Oh, yeah, yes, right. Yeah. I thought you said right. Joan. I was going to say Joan.
I like how she speaks. My gosh. And you were tiny. You were like 16, 17 years old when you were studying? In college?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, like 16
4 years? 3 years? How?
4 years. Yes, it was 16 years. So I studied 4 years in a musical college. And then my parents convinced me to continue with music because, once you're a teenager, you want to try something else. And, of course, I was very interested about acting. I went to modeling agency. Yeah, I looked more slimmer. And, of course, I would love to try more and study more in my life. And right now, I never stop. I'm going acting. Some theaters and this is my advice to all people. We need to study our in our life. We need to learn something new. And once we feel like we are tired from something, go change. Go start something new. You know.
Oh, that's my life too. Motto. Yeah, I always do something.
Yeah, never
different
late.
And never. Yeah, and never. I reinvent myself and. I'm excited about what is the next day you like and who I meet and what I'll be doing next day. That's very, very exciting. But, to really put accent on what she's saying, I think she's a very well-educated young lady.
Very well-educated, but there's a part of her path that I can't wait to ask about. Is how did you get to Abu Dhabi? And that is not the normal path one takes
to
musical career.
Yeah, actually,
I fell in love. Oh no!
Yeah, maybe.
It was a guy. Oh, it was a guy.
It's always a guy.
It's always a mystery. You know,
yes.
I'm not so much open to this subject because
who cares?
It's part,
comes and go. Easy come, easy go. Yeah. I wrote a song about that too. Then, don't worry.
But all my songs, it's about love. And I live this song. All my words, it's exactly the moments which I live. I live the life, this moment. And it's happened because it was 2011 year. And before 4 years of education in conservatory in University of Arts. This is the best time which I ever have in my life. That's what I feel like I appreciate it because I met wonderful teacher and Professor Zolotukhin, and he taught me so much about music, and he shared with me all his knowledge, experience. He wrote like 5 symphonies. He wrote music for ballet, for operas, and he was very successful and very well known. Like, people respect him and trust him. And, I was walking between classes, like corridors, and I saw like people around him, they like walking like, please, can we speak with you? Can we have advice?
He's a rock star.
Like, I think he's a legend.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And he was your professor?
Yeah, he was my professor.
That's amazing.
And for 4 years, he guided me through. He guided me with his knowledge to.
And do you stay
level.
In touch with him?
He unfortunately passed away. 2010
Okay, but we are talking about Abu Dhabi. We still don't know what's happened.
And then it's my life changed completely because from that moment, just everything changed, and there's other things which was in my life. So I feel depressed, really depressed, and I couldn't study more because once it's happened in your life, something which break you, you feel like you want a fresh breath. You want to go somewhere far that will not remind you about what's happening.
Yeah.
And then I got opportunity to go to Abu Dhabi, and I apply with my very good friend of mine. She's playing flute. Her name Yelena Chebatar, and she's now in Abu Dhabi. She's still performing there and very successfully. And we got this opportunity. So
how long you stayed there?
how long I'm staying there?
You know, Abu Dhabi, yes, Abu Dhabi.
Yeah, for 5 years. But
wow.
Yeah, but my plan was like, I'm going for 5 months. I got this contract, and then everything will be okay, so I can come back, you know. But everything changed, and I signed up for another contract with the hotel. And
so you were performing there?
Yes, I was performing as a pianist in a 5-star, very luxury hotel in Abu Dhabi.
Yeah.
And like my manager told me, like, would you like to update your contract and stay for 5 months more? And these 5 months become like 5 years, you know. But I change. I not stay in one hotel because I want to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And after this year, I changed to I apply for another hotel, and there perform as a pianist and singer and with different musicians, and there also like different experience. I perform for private parties or whatever opportunity was
sure.
there. And then I felt like I'm still on same level. I want to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And
but while you were there, before we get to that, I don't know if you're aware that, and explain this, but you co-wrote a new anthem for the United Arab Emirates. You co-wrote their new anthem. That's how did that come about?
Oops. Yes, it was very interesting experience for
you
me.
You decided the old one was bad? Like, enough is enough. I don't know. How this happened?
It's happened, I think, because I was really very much, I wanted to work at studio, recording studio, as a composer, as a arranger, because I feel like my music is mostly for TV or movies, or it's theatrics.
Scoring.
Because, yeah, like scoring, because people told me, like, oh, when I listen to your music, I feel like it's
yeah.
story.
Yeah.
It's story about love, or it's story, it's dramatic or
no,
something.
No, we need to play something, Mike.
Yeah.
What do you think? Which one would you like to start?
Uh-huh.
What song would you like me to play from three that we have?
Yeah, just one moment. I want to tell Mike and to
yeah.
everyone that why it's happened, like when it's happened, we co-wrote National Anthem of Emirates. So by chance, one of my friends, she took me to studio. She told me, like, oh, I need to go there for 1 minute to check some stuff. And I went eventually to recording studio. And the guys who work there, the owners, Taha Al-Ajami, he's a very, very great composer. And he writes music like 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like every day he's there and he's writing. It's like with own soul, with heart. And he kindly invited me to join him to collaborate with projects, with coming projects. And we share our experience. My experience is mostly European and classical, and his experience more about Arabic music and about rock and Arabic singers, you know. And
mm-hmm.
and one day he called me, like, morning time, October 2013. He called me, like, Anna. I was Anna. Earlier, before I moved to States. So he called me, he told me, like, would you like to write music together with me on a project, National Anthem of United Arab Emirates? And I told him, what? Are you joking? Did you see a dream at night?
Mm-hmm.
So it was really, like, amazing, amazing chance.
He just respected your talent, knew he could work with you.
Yes, I think I really appreciate this chance and what he gave me for all these years, these chances, and it was.
Well, we don't have that to play.
I know,
but
I
we
wish.
Do have. Well, there's the Renaissance, which has mm-hmm. this
beautiful
amazing opening,
beautiful.
And you
yeah.
sing that. You're as a duet with somebody, right?
Yeah. Yes, it's duet with beautiful singer. She's young lady. Her name is Margarita Marianowska.
But she's 15.
She's 15. Yes.
Yeah. Where do you hear these voices?
Let's
well, and then
song.
We'll all just all
right.
move
That's
over there.
That's a really big, great opening. Okay, Renaissance. Ghana, sorry.
The Renaissance.
Oh, We are the prisoners of our own solitude, until we find how light is the touch of our hope, until we know what we have done from the beginning to the end. And so it always be, and this is what I see in front of me.
Many people are the prisoners of their doubts. They are afraid to make a choice, to take a step forward, until they stand before their dreams and face it all. Until the fear of dawn will ignite their hearts and minds.
Each time they burn you down, you will rise up from the ashes, and every day you will surpass yourself.
Cherish each moment, the truth is so elusive. It may know someone who's open to it, who feels, lives, and loves.
Have you done already, and what is your purpose in this world? Or did you pay your way? Do you remember where it began?
Life is a game, and we're with you, just bones within.
Everybody says, wow, what a sound.
That'll
beautiful.
Wake you up if you're sleepy.
Woo! Big, big song. Okay, I want to know more about the song. How did you write the song? What about arrangement? How was it recorded? Where was it recorded?
Yeah, it's exactly what you said, Mike. It's about the awakening. It's a call for awakening. It was in Ukraine, 2015 year. And it just happened with me. Like I was so much in fire, you know. Like I wrote this music in 2 days, like you know, in fire, like in a moment. And the words which I wrote, it's about it's a message to all of us for human beings that we our doubts, our problems, it stop us. It's always stopping us from our goals, on the way of our goals. And sometimes people, they live their lives, they're not doing what they love to do. They're not happy with their jobs. They're not happy with, they complain. And there is so much negative and depression in people's lives. And this is my message in music, in words, in lyrics, which I wrote. It's about just release from all the chains, break the chains. Just do what you love to do. Just go for it. Go for your dreams. Break the walls. You can do it, because if you believe that you are strong, if you believe that you're incredibly talented, God gave us all, everyone. He gave us something special and unique. Every soul is unique. Everyone is unique. There is no competition. I never see myself, you know, like once I came to States that I have competition here. No, I see like what I can give to this world, what I can bring to everyone, how I can serve you, how I can help, how I can inspire someone. I believe that this is a message of for every one of us to inspire others, to give them idea, just open yourself, create something, make something beautiful to this world. Live your life as it's the last day of your life, right now, here, in this moment, this earth, planet earth, so beautiful outside. And, you know, it's happened with me, like, for a couple of days, I was in this energy, which I wanna express it. I express it through music.
And did you record it piano?
Yes, first I record piano, and I was between, like, I was traveling to Ukraine to see my family, and then I should go back to Abu Dhabi because I have work. So I gave to my friend, he's a very good arranger. I asked him, his name is Boris Sevastianov. I asked him, like, would you like to collaborate on this project, and would you like to make orchestration? So music was done. I just need to make
sound
orchestra. Yes,
orchestra.
Sound of orchestra.
The harp in the end. Oh, was so
yes.
Cool. Beautiful. The girl, young girl, very, very cool.
Yeah, she has nice voice, and she's still studying, but I'm sure she will do wonderful performances and studying more, you know, about vocals. And she's very talented, Margarita Marianowska.
Hi.
Very nice lady.
Oh, say that again.
Margarita Marianowska?
Ah,
yes.
Great name, isn't it?
Oh, beautiful.
Beautiful name. Well, okay, well, that's fantastic, and a fantastic piece of music, and we're going to hear some more music.
Yes.
But there's another aspect to Ghana's life, and that's acting. What a surprise. She's in Los Angeles. And she's but she really is. She's not looking. She's got two plays, one going now and one coming up. And they're both, actually, at some point, they overlap. You're doing one play on Thursday and a different play on Friday.
Yes.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
That's very interesting because, as I say earlier, that we can study and discover our talents and open ourselves and learn how to grow and shine, you know, from different perspectives. So I discover in me this talent earlier, in earlier age.
When you were 8.
Earlier than 7.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, when I was a teenager, I went to modeling agency, and we have acting classes as well there. It's like combination of different classes. So not only walk on the runway and be modeling.
Yeah.
You open other talents in yourself, and that's what I was studying there. And I was acting there, actually, during
Well, one play is called The App, which is on Friday nights, and it's there now. It's a Trey Stages, T-R-E, Stages.
It's Trey Stages.
In Hollywood. Mm-hmm. And that's on Thursday nights going on now. And then starting July 7th on Friday nights at the same theater, the play called Roswell.
Yes.
And both sound very interesting. Are they love stories? Are they?
The first play is a love story, The App. And a very good writer and director, Sean Random.
Mm-hmm.
So he wrote this play, very short amount of time, but he's very inspiring about it. Mm-hmm. And our cast, very cool actors. They're really very professional. Like, they're Americans and very good guys. Young, talented, you know. And
what is your role?
I'm sorry?
What is your role?
My role. I play a dramatic role there. a girl who's in a relationship with a very bad man, like he's a jerk. And, and all that story eventually goes to she met a wonderful boy and he fell in love with her, you know, like some romantic story. But it's not only about me. There's other stories as well. So it's combination of different stories, and the idea is about the app of phone.
On the phone.
Like
a dating app?
No, you can find through this app a real, your true love.
Ah.
Yes, could you imagine
Oh
this?
My god!
It's amazing idea.
Everybody needs to go and see this performance and the show. We will learn the app. Well, to download. Everybody will download this app. If we only could.
I wish it will exist.
That would be perfect. Another song, Mike? Time for another song? What do you think?
There's... I don't have the song names
Bird?
In front of me.
Is this okay right now?
Earth and Sky.
Do you like that?
And is there any story behind this song?
The Earth and Sky?
Except, there's that story, but from your personal story, you wrote this song?
Yes. The Earth and Sky, Between Earth and Sky, it's musical piece which I wrote in 2014 year.
So instrumental?
It's instrumental piece.
Mm-hmm. And you are playing?
I'm playing all the instruments what you hear there, all the voices and all the instruments.
That's
and
what we need to myself. Know. Then how are you recording? Recording in the studio?
Yes, I was working while I live in Abu Dhabi and work in a studio with Taha Lajami. He gave me access to his studio and I work there and I wrote it at his studio.
Okay.
It's called Pure Sound Studio.
Oh, wonderful. Mm-hmm. That's Between Earth and...
Sky.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
It's beautiful.
We're
thank
flying
you.
With you in the sky. Oh, the voices. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Wow. We have one more song. It's called Bird.
But yes. Let's, yeah. if we got 1 second, just to let people know that Ghana is playing, is performing live, can be seen and heard not only in plays, but at the Ukrainian Culture Center in August 20th. Is that the one that's a tribute to George Gershwin, and you're going to actually play his piano?
No, in August 20th.
That's a different. Oh, that's September 24th. Is
yes,
that one?
Yes, yeah. It's for Ukrainian Independence Day.
Ah, okay.
And Ukrainian Culture Center kindly invited me to perform this day, like Ukrainian traditional songs and my original songs.
Wonderful. But the one I referred to then, mistakenly, September 24th is a tribute to George Gershwin at the Holy Virgin Mary Russian Orthodox Cathedral, and you're going to play his actual grand piano that they own.
Yes, that's true.
That's fantastic. And then there's the Rose in Pasadena. Now, what nights? Any particular night?
Yes, we still discussing it with Rob Robinson. He's
a
promoter of venues in Rose, Pasadena, and he kindly invited me to perform in July and August. So we're still trying to figure out which day is
well, let
better.
Us know. We'll tell
yes.
people.
Wow, that's wonderful. And how will you be singing and playing piano? Will you be having band or backing tracks?
Yes.
How?
It will be mostly like jazz music, jazz standards, and with
live
band.
Musicians with the band. Yes.
Yes.
Oh, wow, that would be beautiful. Then, are we going?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's it. Well, no, actually, that's not it. But we got a while to go for the next one. We got a while to go and a ways to go because it's in Austin, Texas in March. But it'll be Ghana's own recital at the Scottish Rite Theater in Austin, Texas.
That's a big
That's a full concert,
that's
right?
Great.
Yes.
Woohoo! Wow. Now you're in Santa Monica. If somebody wants to talk to you, just connect with you. What is the best way?
I think the best way is through social media. I have all kinds of social media, Facebook, contact, Twitter, and also my website. If someone wants to contact me, there is a scroll down in the website. There is like leave a message. So I will receive a message.
And the website is ghana.sorbet.com.
Yes, correct.
It's a time for Bird to fly.
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
Yes.
Okay. What is the song about? Of course, we know the title. And when did you write?
This song is about home. It's about love. It's about... it's very close to traditional folk songs.
Okay.
But I wrote it in 2012 year when I was feeling like I'm homesick. But same time, it's about soul. As a bird, so not exactly the bird. It's like about the bird who's flying home and flying through the fields and the forests, and it's like a soul flying, you know.
Beautiful, very romantical. Beautiful baby. I call you baby because you are just so sweet and so pure. I love it. Let's listen to the song. And we all are dreaming right now about our countries.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, we are flying back there for a moment.
Круги все зелені. навкруги все блищить і сяє, як вдома, як вдома. Ташечка змахнула крилами, та покинула вона твою чужину. Ясний місяцю покажи, де знайти мені стежку у горах високих і вічних, там за рікою минулого я у майбутнє до тебе йду.
Beautiful voice, beautiful, beautiful song. Congratulations. Really nice to meet you today. In the studio with us, Gana Sorbat from Ukraine, but right now you are in America, Los Angeles, Santa Monica, and Texas. You will be everywhere soon. Mm-hmm. We are so excited to know you and know your music. Mike Gormley with Accent on Gormley.
Yes, thank
segment.
You so much for having me.
Thank you so much for today and for meeting Gana and bringing her over.
Thank you so much.
And I mentioned on the next Accent on Gormley is July 3rd, and it's going to have the name McCartney involved. It would be Angie McCartney, who's Paul's stepmother, and Ruth McCartney, his stepsister. And we'll be talking to them. Great people, great conversationalists at least, but so many stories, it's unbelievable. They were there helping form the fan club when letters started coming in from all over the world to this band, the Beatles.
Wow. That's very, very good.
Around the kitchen table.
Around the kitchen table. Wonderful. Thank you. Cannot wait for this one. Thank you for today. And for right now, I will say goodbye to everybody. Until next Monday, Ilona Europa, Accent on LA Talk Radio, Monday, 6 till 7 p.m. Pacific time. Thank you.
You're listening to Accent On with Ilona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.